This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, July 14th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. U.S. President Donald Trump today backtracked on plans to charge ships using the Strait of Hormuz, saying Gulf countries would invest instead in the United States. Another wave of U.S. strikes on Iran and Iranian attacks on shipping and American allies left an interim peace deal in tatters. U.S. military said today that it has reimposed its blockade of Iranian ports in response to Iran's attacks on commercial ships in the strait. That is an interim ceasefire unraveled. Senate Democrats today blocked a $1 trillion annual defense bill, refusing to advance the bipartisan package that would substantially increase Pentagon spending, including a pay raise for troops. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer announced his opposition. Another key Democrat said they could not support the annual bill known as the National Defense Authorization Act. The tally was 50-46 along party lines, failing to reach the threshold needed. Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh said today that the Fed will make high inflation, quote, a thing of the past, yet he provided no signal about the central bank's next steps. Fed policymakers, quote, have no tolerance for persistently elevated inflation, and we share a resolute commitment to restoring price stability. The rate committee is divided, though. About half of the 19 policymakers are penciling in higher rates by the end of the year in forecasts released last month. Another half have signaled they support keeping rates unchanged or even making cuts. Warsh appeared before the House Financial Services Committee shortly after the government reported that inflation fell 0.4% from May to June. Five of the biggest U.S. banks reporting record profits today, boosted by their trading desk and remarkably resilient American consumer amid persistent global economic uncertainty, marks the second straight quarter of strong results from the banks, which have benefited from market volatility since the Iran war began in late February. The consumer price index for June showed a big jump in prices for consumer software, likely a reflection of America's widespread adoption of both AI at home and at work. The price for computer software and accessories increasing 2.3% for the month of June and a 17.4% increase on the year latter, being the largest increase on record, that according to the Labor Department. The heat wave of the Plain States pressuring pasture and range conditions. USDA crop progress report yesterday showed significant decline in some southwest and plain states. Most significant change in New Mexico, noting a 16% turn from good to excellent conditions and a 16-point increase in the poor to very poor conditions in the state. Brazil has completed its soybean harvest with production at a record 180.6 million metric tons. That's up 5.3% from last year's harvest thanks to a larger planted area and favorable weather, according to the government agency CONAB in its report today. Corn production from the three crops in the current cycle is expected to reach 141.7 million tons. Wheat, which is its final planting stage, expected to see production decline of 23.5% to 6 million tons. The first container ship to run on Brazilian-made ethanol fuel scheduled to sail today from the port of Santos, an unprecedented task for the nation's biofuel industry, marking a key step toward cutting emissions in maritime transportation. Widespread adoption of the fuel and shipping could lead to a substantial reduction in global emissions. It would also be a boon for Brazilian farmers as the nation's ethanol is primarily made from sugarcane, more recently from corn. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let the farm worker shortage eat away at food affordability. Congress must deliver a solution that works for all of agriculture. Visit fb.org/issue/labor, agriculture labor reform, and learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.